Donna Leon, Suffer the Little Children, 2007. Before I started to write this review of the 16th Mystery in Donna Leon's Commissario Guido Brunetti series, I reread the first, Death at La Fenice, curious to see if there was a great difference. I was happy to find the first not at all tentative, and the latest in no way stale or perfunctory. Leon started out with offhand elegant excellence and has simply kept it up. There is, to be sure, the problem of all long-continued series. Do the characters age in tandem with the writing of the books, or do they exist in a kind of timeless present? Leon's topics have kept up to date, closely related to Italian history and politics since 1992. But the Brunetti children, apparently trapped in eternal adolescence, are increasingly left out of the stories. That is a pity, for Raffi and Chiara are most engaging characters, and I hope to see the marriage of their parents evolve through time. The portrait of a family, along with the subtle and vivid picture of Venice and the enticing descriptions of what Venetians eat, is at the heart of Leon's books, giving them the warmth and vitality that balances out the darkness of their concerns. Of course they are mysteries, with a crime and an ingenious solution, though seldom the rational, comforting, penny-drop solution of the whodunit. The crimes in Leon's books are sometimes rather against humanity than an individual. The moral problems raised may be completely unsolved by arrest or punishment, and the criminals may be less criminal than their abettors in big business and government. One can, in fact, read the books as a guide to Italian corruption, inertia, favoritism, nepotism, and cynicism. Leon, an American, has lived in Italy only since the 80s, but she seems completely Italian in the cold, resigned clarity of her view and in the apparent ability, which she shares with her principal characters, to enjoy daily existence very much and love her city passionately, while in bleak despair about the government, the future, and life in general. Her website tells us that her books are translated into 20 languages, but not into Italian. She says this is to save her from local celebrity. But Venice is not a very literary city, and I doubt she'd be much bothered. The reason for her reticence must go deeper. I wouldn't blame her if she doesn't want the gestura to know what she's been saying about them. She's even harder on the carabinieri, though, in Suffer the Little Children. The Italians have a surfeit of police organizations, which trip over one another in the dance of cross-purpose rivalries, ending in frustration that is the supreme achievement of bureaucracy. My impression is that the carabinieri, still carrying a taint of Mussolini, are the least popular of these entities, though their uniforms are the grandest. At any rate, they don't come off very well here, stomping into private homes and carrying off babies to be dumped in orphanages. But the baby in this story was illegally adopted. The carabinieri commit a moral outrage, but in pursuit of a serious crime. The interlocking complexities, political and emotional and ethical, that surround the adoption schemes and the police actions, and Brunetti's slow, patient search for the motivations behind it all, form an exemplary Leon plot. For those of us to whom plot is less interesting than story, the fascination lies in the easy narrative movement through the web of relationships in which Brunetti lives, the complexities of his ties with fellow policemen and women, with old friends and informers, with his wife and her family. And there is equal delight in his intense and complex bond with his extraordinary city, its calles and canals, its palaces and poverty. My favorite passage in the book is a brief taxi drive in inland city traffic, as experienced by two Venetians. They find the automobile and the landscape it has created for itself as exotic as most of us find the gondola, but infinitely more awful. My God, says the usually imperturbable Signorina Elettra. How can people live like this? And Brunetti answers, I don't know. I wonder if any of us knows.